going back, I think, to the end of 2015, if you don't think you ever get anything from church, you wait till you read this. Robert Ferguson was preaching. At the end, he said, I've got a few minutes left. I want to share 10 areas to make room for in the next 12 months. So he gave us all those. So Sue and I, more Sue, rewrote them for business. And here they are. Would you like to hear them? 10 areas to make room for in the next 12 months. And Sue tells me to go slow. But it's okay if you're really interested. Once I go through them, we can email them out to everyone if you don't get them all. Number one, we actually put at the beginning of this a quote from Maria Robinson. And she says, nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. Yeah. Number one, make room for change. What do you need to change this year? How can you clear the way for it to happen? So in your business, in your ministry, in the church, what things are bogging everything down and getting in the way that you could clear out of the way, the baggage, if you like, processes, systems that actually aren't helping, and make room for change. Number two, make room for success. You know, this may sound strange, but a lot of business people would like to think about it, but they actually don't plan and don't make room to succeed. It's all about marking time till we get through this situation. Let's wait till the recession is over. No, that's the time to really drive forward. That's where the successful business reshape themselves and actually trade very strongly in a recession, and they come out the side miles ahead of competitors. So we need to make room for success. Often we need to keep moving to find room for our business, career or family to flourish. We've put too many limitations, too many restrictions in the way of that happening. Number three, make room for service. Be willing to do what is needed without grumbling. Setting the tone in the workplace will make you and your business stand out. Make room for service. And, you know, I used to go to stores with franchisees, really busy, humming. I'd say, can I have the cleaning cloth? I'll go and wipe the tables down and get rid of the rubbish. No, you shouldn't be doing that. I said, well, you're busy. I didn't realise it for a while. I thought I was criticising them because their store was busy. But I know you can be in there full of people. They all leave and it looks like a bomb's hit the place. And they've got a line up. I'd much rather them getting the money off the customers. And I'll clean it. Even if it's only once I'm doing it, and I clean, you turn around and it's the same again. But at least helps them a bit. But it doesn't. I don't think I'm MD of the company and I shouldn't be cleaning or sweeping. I've swept floors, I've washed dishes, I've cleared dishwashers. I don't think about it. I learnt that from the advertising days. So make room for service. Number four, make room for generosity. Plan to be generous in attitude, enthusiasm and your time and with your money. If you don't make room for this, it never happens. And usually people starting business are in the early days saying, when I grow and successful, I'm going to give a lot of money to help people. I go, it'll never happen unless you start now in a small way, even if it's $10, just something. It's an attitude that starts the process, and generosity brings, you know, generosity, and you sow a seed and it grows and it produces a fruit. Number five, make room for mentors. I've said before, if you don't sow into yourself, no one else will. So look for someone who can speak into your life honestly, but positively and encouraging. Build people into your life who will encourage and give you good advice. Notice, good advice, not bad advice. And usually with pastors in India who are going out on their own, many of them won't, just through technology and distance, are not able to connect with people. They're out there on their own. So I encourage them in the group that's in the room that is training to go out, build a couple of close friendships that you can commit to, if you can write, or if you do access on a mobile or cell phone to actually communicate, or you commit to pray for each other, that when you come back three or four times a year for encouragement and teaching, that you actually get together with them and encourage each other and share what's happened. Don't do this on your own. And many of them are young and they're married and they go out there, and the pressure is enormous because most of them know in India they're going to actually be, you know, persecuted, and some of them know they're going to be killed. And, you know, I said, you need to encourage and support each other, you know, in this process. So make room for mentors. Number six, make room for mystery. Open yourself to new things, even those that are unrelated to your business. Stir up your creativity. Always create a sense of mystery in your relationship. Watch the reactions. Enjoy the surprises. So as soon as we heard this, said to Sue, let's get our diaries out and create a date and time for mystery. I thought, oh, this is not really creating mystery. We've got to agree on a time and date. So we threw that out idea and we worked on, I'll work on something, which I did. And, you know, so create mystery. Remember I talked about product we couldn't move, so we created a basket, a gift basket. We created mystery. Hard to go and compare items and costing. Create mystery in your business. So, software people have a lot of problems in business because everyone, it's all price orientated. So how do you build a package of what you offer with a number of things that actually create a package that provides a greater service to someone, so you actually lift yourself out from those of just flogging individual products. Number seven, make room for expectation. Don't wish for the better, expect it. Entertain it, believe for it. A positive spirit attracts good results even when there are tough times. And, you know, we're waiting on so many things to be completed that are just holding us up on so many things. And sometimes I've got to remind myself, what will all this look like when they're all solved? And I like to think about those things because you don't want to think about any of the ones now because they're just demoralising. And you just got to, and you look for little victories. Oh, well, that one's through. Wow, that's fantastic. Thank God, you know. Make room, you know, for expectation and expect it. Number eight, make room for forgiveness. A lot of business people carry around so much unforgiveness that it actually affects their health, but it affects their business. I had a lady once said to me, I said, what's wrong with you? Because she really looked terrible. She said, someone did something to me in business 32 years ago and I'm never going to forgive them. And I said, you know, I said, unless you do, it's going to kill you. It looks like it's about 2 days away. Because she looked terrible. She'd lost all the money, a relationship, a job. Or because you're never going to forgive someone. I mean, that's terrible. And she looked terrible. I thought I'd better get through to her somehow because no one else obviously has. Number nine, make room for the impossible. We're always told everything's impossible, but this year the impossible could become the possible. Actually, if you split the word impossible up, I'm possible. Be ready for anything. The world is changing all around us. We've talked about that. And rather than making it difficult, the opportunities are opening up for us with the changes. Whether you're in a church and reaching out, for us to be able to communicate around the world is so easy today. Businesses, I say to business people, once you put your website up, you're international. No. And then they ring me up the next day and say, I'm getting all these inquiries from overseas. Because it is an international market and communication, cost of travel, so many other things. People want to do business, and Australians are treated very positively in most countries. You go to even Europe, and I don't want to know about Americans, but Australian, you know, they all swarm. You know, in America, they love Australians. There's so much opportunity. I told Matt, and when Paula wasn't, I told Matt, you know, in America, he's going to be enormously successful, very simply because they love Australian and they love the people outdoor doing all those weird things, you know, and they still remind me of Steve Irwin and they think crocodiles are in our main street and we have the most, they're surprised we're alive with all the most dangerous animals and things in this country. I said, well, I'm still here. Many of them don't want to come, won't come because of that. Number 10, make room for faith. Is there room in your life for something more? Challenge yourself spiritually and seek out what God has to say. Because in John 10:10 it says, I've come, Jesus said, that you may have real and eternal life, more and better life than you've ever dreamed of.